Hello, and welcome to Real Actors, Real Answers, the audio podcast where actors, actresses, scriptwriters, casting directors, producers, directors, and people just like you and me get real. This morning, I watched a 4-minute, 59-second video with Daniel Day-Lewis, and it was a brief interview on the BBC about his 2012 rendition of Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln. Fascinating man, fascinating actor. And did you know, there's a little fun facts, did you know that he said no to Steven Spielberg about playing Abraham Lincoln two times? He said, I looked at the script, I read the script, and I said to myself, I think that it would be a great part for somebody else. And you think about the humbleness, you think about the studiousness, the everything that Daniel Day-Lewis is, because he's trained himself in a particular way. He doesn't take every role that comes up. That's why you don't hear from him very often. But there's one thing in this interview that I would like you to endeavor to watch. And it is this. As he was being interviewed, the interviewer, she said, what was the most draining thing about the whole process of playing Abraham Lincoln? And the first words that came out of his mouth were this: it's my job to be drained. I stopped, and I had to tell as many people as possible about what he said. It's my job to be drained. Oh, and by the way, on YouTube, here it is, BBC News, Daniel Day-Lewis on Finding Lincoln's Voice. Look it up. You'll be glad you did. But let's go back to what he said. It's my job to be drained. It sounds to me like he doesn't mind it at all. He is so committed that it's his job to be drained. Would I say the same thing about a role, about acting when there's no visible opportunities? Like for example, today, okay? I haven't looked on online yet or talked to any directors yet or anything else as an acting coach, as an actor, but right now I'm in preparation mode. And so are you. In fact, we never leave preparation mode. We can leave it alone, but we never leave it, because success is when preparation meets opportunity. If you want success and you want the opportunity, you've got to be prepared, because the opportunity, you don't know when it's going to show up. Like Daniel Day-Lewis said when he received not one, but two phone calls of Steven Spielberg asking him to play Lincoln. Are you being drained today? Are you being drained today? Are you allowing yourself to be drained today? Are you looking for the latest sunglasses and the latest fad because you think that someone's going to notice you because you have on fancy sunglasses and you live in California or you live wherever, New York or whatever? Guess what? Nobody, and I mean no one, aside from people that are very close to you and love you and are committed to you, no one's going to notice your new sunglasses, your new pair of shoes. Why? Because they're interested in themselves. They're focused on themselves. They're focused not on your car. They're not focused on the amenities that you have, your watch or whatever. They're focused on themselves. Acting is not about ego. And acting also is not about fear, where you have to think that you have to be great. I have to make my acting reel, and you do the same lines, the same scene 20 times over or more, because you're stuck on the lie that you have to be perfect. You don't, because you'll never be perfect. If you think you have to be, then honestly, I say with great respect and truth, you need a therapist. You need someone to draw you out and ask you why you think you need to be perfect, because it probably lies in something that someone said to you once and you ended up believing it. But it's your job to be drained. Drained of your ego, drained of your energy, drained of your finances and resources, drained of unhealthy relationships with drugs or pornography or things that you think are going to make you better when they're only taking from you. Drained of your vape, drained of your cigarette addiction, drained of your fast food addiction. We have relationships, not just in business or personal. We have relationships with ourselves, with our health, with our faith, and our fear. And we have to maintain those every day. But is it your job to be drained? Yes. Daniel Day-Lewis was correct. It's your job. Consider it today, your job to be drained. And on purpose, pull the plug in the sink. And allow yourself to be drained of your energy and pick up a book and drop everything else and read plays from Eugene O'Neill or Neil Simon or Arthur Miller. Drain yourself. Drain yourself. Drain yourself for the love of someone else that means more to you than you do of yourself. Your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your kids, your friend, your brother, your sister, your parents, your grandparents. Drain yourself. What good? Let me be a little archetypal here. If you put a plug in a sink, okay, and you filled it up with water, and you left the water there for 2, 3, 4, 6 years, what good is that water? Number one, it gets stagnant and old, and it's not worthy of your drinking it, nor bathing in it, or washing your face in it, and it's just there. It once was very, very valuable, but it's gotten old. That's because you didn't let it flow through you. You didn't let it flow through you. Okay? You didn't let it flow through you. In order for water or talent or abilities to be worth anything at all, you need to drain yourself every single day. Why? Because it'll allow more to come through the faucet of your life, okay? Yeah, I know I'm a little weird, but I'm an actor. Just like you. Just like you. So, today, what are you going to drain yourself of? What are you going... I'm going to use this in a workshop tonight that I'm teaching. What are you going to drain yourself of? What are you saving it for? What are you saving your energy for? What are you saving your finances for? Your resources for? What are you saving your time for? Because time is the best example of a resource that never can be replaced ever again. I want you to think about that today. It's my job to be drained. Daniel Day-Lewis. If you need a coach, I may be the one for you. DavidThompsonCoaching.co, DavidThompsonCoaching.co. Look me up. Send me a, go on my website, set a date and a time, and we can sit down together and talk and see where you're at and see where I'm at and where we are at together. Enjoy your day. And be drained today. That's the only way you grow.